B-Pod Studios.
What day is it?
Is it Wednesday?
All day long.
Oh, it's Wednesday.
All right, all right. What's the hump day schedule look like?
Longest day, Wednesday, nine letters.
Welcome, my friends, to the show that never ends.
Never end.
Never, never end.
It never ends.
Well, let's get started.
Showtime.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
Here's Lauren and Wally.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to a Wednesday morning, the Lauren and Wally Morning Show. Beautiful blue sky out there this morning. It is a little bit on the chilly side. It's 58 degrees here.
It is, but it's kind of nice.
Suburban areas down in the low 50s. So, but it's going to turn out to be a really, really nice day. So we got, it's kind of a rare, semi-rare occurrence happening in the National Hockey League tonight. We're going to Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals, and it's only happened in the past 80 years. It's only happened 16 times they went to a Game 7 in the Stanley Cup
Finals. The first time ever in the city of Boston that they've hosted a Game 7, one of the original six teams. That's hard to believe.
It is. It is. Okay, so we got that coming up for you today. Update on Big Poppy. Wow.
Yeah, lots
going on. What are you thinking by now?
I don't know. Hank has more conspiracy theories.
Yeah. Well, you know,
he's our.
I told you I couldn't share those.
Everybody knows a guy who knows a guy.
Yeah.
Hank knows like a whole bunch of guys.
I know he does.
He knows all those guys.
So he had a second surgery, which is interesting. So we'll
up and walking though.
That.
So that's good.
Yeah, that was great news.
Okay, so we got that going this morning here. We got Dirty Laundry coming up at 7:45 this morning.
I guess two singers have settled their very long beef with another kind of food.
Okay. So stick around. Win a grand in 60 seconds is coming up in just minutes right here at WROR.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Well, good morning, everybody. It's time for your Big Poppy update this morning. Let you know what's going on. In Mass General, recovering, second surgery took place, you know, just basically minutes after he was delivered back here from Dominican Republic.
Right. He took his first steps.
Yep.
Because they want to get you moving.
Up and walking.
He's going to be in the ICU for at least a week because there's like a high chance of infection when it's an abdominal wound, I guess, according to people who know that sort of stuff. I'm literally just reading it. And I guess they have a second suspect in custody down in the Dominican. Now, the first suspect was accused of driving the motorbike, and the shooter was on the back. But the parents of the driver, say he just picked up a guy. He didn't know what was going on. He wasn't part of it.
It's like a rideshare.
They're like, hey, we love Big Poppy. Yeah. We're his fan.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay, and this is the guy that just got pummeled by the crowd.
Yeah.
That's plausible. I mean, it could be.
Yeah, it totally is.
Give him the benefit of the doubt on this thing.
And then the police in the Dominican said that there was somebody named on social media, a suspect who was a police officer, said it's categorically false. And so there's a lot of rumor. And
you know what's interesting about, because, you know, the Dominican Republic, like, they have their own justice system. It's not the same as ours.
Yeah. Yep.
And the accomplice down in the Dominican, you get the same charge.
Oh,
you do? Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
even if he was not involved with it.
You drove the bike. You're just the same as if you were the shooter. So that's interesting.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. Okay.
Okay. I suppose if you're involved in you're involved in a bank holdup or something like that, and you're driving the getaway car, and maybe like somebody gets killed, maybe you would be charged as accomplice to murder anyway.
I saw Baby Driver, and I'm not sure.
Right. Yeah. Okay. That's true. That's a good point.
Pretty interesting.
That's the movie I was thinking about too. Yeah.
He wasn't a very good getaway driver.
He was a very bad getaway driver.
He tipped the motorcycle over and
that sort of lends to their point. Yeah. Like, he wasn't involved because he couldn't even do it right.
Yeah.
But I guess Tiffany Ortiz, who's been married to David Ortiz for 17 years, said that he wants to thank everyone for the outpouring of support and love that they've received during this incredibly difficult time. And we ask for privacy as David works towards recovery. I guess there were, like, you were at Mass General yesterday, but there weren't a lot of people.
I didn't see a lot of uniformed.
Did you see any police presence?
No, I mean, you'll always see one or two police officers there, and then they have their own police and security team that are there.
Right.
I didn't see anything unusual.
You think that but he's up in one of those special suites.
Oh yeah,
but don't you think that they have like some kind of a security arrangement up there?
I don't think he's sharing a room with.
I don't think he's sharing a room.
I don't think he's in a four bedroom.
Yeah,
you know,
I doubt it.
I bet he's got a Louis Vuitton Johnny, though.
Yeah, you're probably,
probably much nicer than the rest of them.
I bet he does.
You know, I was really amazed about it because I was talking to somebody who'd also had a large section of intestine removed. Mm-hmm. And this person was telling me, you know, this is a, hey, I know a guy who knows a guy who knows a guy. It's talking about getting David Ortiz up and walking so soon after surgery. And they said it's really, really important. But the really tough part is you can't have opioids. Because of opioids cause constipation, and we have situation like that, you can't have constipation. So the only thing they can give him is like Tylenol.
Ooh, so that's this conversation stay. Really yeah. took a turn.
Well, you know what the upside is?
What?
The upside
right.
is...
Thank you for saying that.
Not, yeah. We're not eulogizing David Ortiz.
Well, that's,
like, wow,
that's true.
Good guy. Looks like he's going to recover.
It's going to be very, very interesting over the next few days. And, you know, you can't really expect too much of an in-depth investigative report from the Globe. Because there's a conflict of interest there. Ownership of the Globe and the Red Sox. So
true, which is why I rely on People Magazine.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wiley Show.
So what we're wondering this morning, right here on the Lorne and Wiley Morning Show, is who's going to be waving the flag for the Bruins Game 7 tonight, Stanley Cup Finals at the Garden? Yeah, who's going to be? And I'm wondering, who do you think it should be? Okay, so... who do you think it should be?
All right, waving the flag, Big Poppy from his hospital bed up on the big screen.
That would be huge, wouldn't it?
Okay, I hope they do it.
Okay, thanks for calling, man. Have a great day.
You too.
So who do you think should be waving the flag tonight?
I would say Bobby Orr and Tom Brady. You got the old and the new. Last time Bobby Orr played against them, he was flying.
Yeah, he just did it in game 5.
Yeah, that's okay. Who gives a rat's ass?
Come okay,
on.
Okay, you don't mind a repeat.
Please,
yeah, I'm with you.
Okay, wow. Who gives a rat's ass?
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This okay. is the Lorne and Wiley Show.
Who do you think?
I think I'm going to be disappointed if it's not Tom Brady.
You are?
Yeah, I really feel like it should be Tom Brady. Like,
he's never done it, right?
No, he's never done it. I know the guys down the hall at, Beatle was saying that.
Yeah, that would be
It would be
awesome.
Cool, and if he had some sort of tribute to Poppy or the Poppy from the hospital bed is cool.
That would be big. I don't know. How do they ask him to do that, though?
Like Gordon Hayward did that for the Celtics, like when he was well enough, he kind of had a hospital bed video for the crowd.
Oh, and can you imagine?
Crazy.
The roof might come off. They might have to delay the game if Big Poppy did that.
That would be amazing.
Yes.
I'm going for Liam the Fist Bump Kid.
Okay,
he's
that would
my
be
guy.
Really
the Bruins love him.
Kid,
so much fun.
Such a good kid.
Yeah. Maybe you know how Jenna Fisher has been a big St. Louis Blues fan. Maybe we get John Krasinski because he's a Bruins fan.
You know what? That's actually
a good
idea
too.
I like.
I'm not sure if he's going to be at the game. I was actually trying to get in touch with him for today.
All right. Well, then maybe Dennis Leary can do it.
That's a good. Yeah.
That wouldn't be bad.
Okay. What about if it was just Cam?
You know what? I hadn't even thought about that.
Well, I hadn't either. That's
that
bad,
would be
really.
Spectacular.
I'm kidding.
You. Kick his ass, Seabass.
Speaking of the game tonight.
Not the appliance and lighting place.
So you're feeling good, right, Hank? You're feeling really good about this.
I feel so good about this game. This team is tough. No matter what the Blues have done to them, they bounce back. Game 7, Stanley Cup Finals tonight. At the TD Garden, Bruins and the Blues, puck drops at 8:20. Bruins have won 6 cups in team history, last one 2011. St. Louis has never won. This is the first Stanley Cup Final, Game 7 in Boston team history on the Garden ice. Red Sox beat up by the Rangers 9-5 last night at Fenway. Xander Bogaerts and Mookie Betts both homered. Andrew Benintendi and manager Alex Cora both thrown out of the game. They didn't like the umpiring last night. Today's game moved up to a 4:05 start because of the Bruins game tonight. Patriots OTAs are over. Bill Belichick took them to play paintball Monday, and then when they showed up yesterday, the power was out at Gillette, so they didn't have to practice. Revs over the Red Bulls 3-2 in the fourth round of the U.S. Open Cup in New Jersey. The Women's World Cup of Soccer in France. Team USA pounded Thailand 13-0 in their opener.
Wow.
Maybe they played the U8 team.
Wow.
Sports is brought to you by Sullivan Tire.
You know, by the way, the Belichick, they had a it's a Patriots thing that took place. They had a paintball fight.
Right.
And Belichick shoots Kyle Van Noy in the face.
In the face.
It was just like it was like from the movie.
Hey, here's one for you for Banner Captain.
Yeah.
If they can find him, where's Tim Thomas?
Oh,
he's out in the woods somewhere, isn't he?
Wally Show. More 80s, more variety. All day, all night. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
So, Jon Stewart was pretty good yesterday, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was in Washington, D.C., so he was at a hearing about 9/11 first responders because the issue is to fund their health care costs because there's a funding there, but it expires next year, and there's a law, well, that he wants passed to fund it permanently. So, you know, he goes before Congress, and basically nobody showed up, and he just laid it.
He went off on them.
He eviscerated them, and here's what he had to say. This is a part of it. The whole thing is worth watching, and it's up on WROR.com, but here's part of it.
As I sit here today, I can't help but think what an incredible metaphor this room is for the entire process that getting health care and benefits for 9/11 first responders has come to. Behind me, a filled room of 9/11 first responders, and in front of me, a nearly empty Congress. Sick and dying, they brought themselves down here to speak to no one. Shameful. It's an embarrassment to the country, and it is a stain on this institution. And you should be ashamed of yourselves for those that aren't here, but you won't be. Because accountability doesn't appear to be something that occurs in this chamber.
And he went on and on and talked about, you know, because these people, they, you know, they're dying and they need help. And they helped everybody in 5 seconds. And this is how we ended the whole thing. It's just, it's really powerful. And we need more of this.
They responded in 5 seconds. They did their jobs with courage, grace, tenacity, humility. 18 years later, do yours. Thank you.
Pretty powerful. Pretty powerful.
And, you know, there's just not, like, you know, a lot of rhetoric and back talk and all this other stuff and like, you know, inside baseball stuff when it comes to going before Congress. That's why a lot of people don't, you know, pay attention or watch. But this is just like, okay, this needs to happen and you're not doing your job.
They've been cutting the funding by up to 70%.
Amazing.
The fact that it hasn't been funded in perpetuity for
these
from the beginning, from
is
the get-go,
unconscionable.
I mean, these are the guys,
these are the
heroes that ran into the buildings, into the fire, saved countless lives, and then the cleanup afterwards.
There are still 21,000 cases that are pending and haven't been addressed yet.
Isn't that amazing?
Think of those first responders that have to deal with that.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's 9 minutes worth your time to watch the entire thing. It's amazing.
Really is.
Okay. We'll lighten up.
Hopefully it gets something done.
I know. That would be nice if it does. You know.
Having somebody with Jon Stewart's, you know, name.
We need more famous people to get angry.
Yeah.
Okay?
More angry famous people.
Come on, let's get angry, everybody.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. Sponsored by Horizon Interiors.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Lem and Ephus have decided to go moose hunting. And having had very little luck in the past, they've decided to put on a costume of a female moose to deceive the moose and bag one this time. When we hear...
Say, Ephus, let's slip in this moose outfit here, and I guarantee we're going to get us a moose.
Oh, all right, Lem.
You won't be the front or the back?
Well, I guess I'll be in the back.
Okay, let's get in.
All right, let me zip it up.
All right. Oh, good. Oh, look, there's a moose already.
What should we do now?
Well, let's get out of this outfit and get our guns.
All right. Uh-oh.
What's the matter?
The zipper's stuck.
Oh, jeez.
What are we going to do now?
Well, I'm going to start eating grass. You better brace yourself.
Join us again for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Men. Right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
The Lorne and Wally Show. Morning. More 80s. More variety. All day. And all night. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Okay, everybody. So here's the deal. You're still sleeping with your teddy bear.
This is strange to me, I have to admit.
Really, really?
I think it's a little weird.
Yeah,
but you're talking to a person who threw away Lucy's Jessie doll.
Yeah, you're heartless. Yep, dead inside.
Yeah. Okay, did you all have like a special little friend when you were growing up? You know what I mean? You know, you had an animal, a little doll.
At what point of your life are you talking?
Yeah. All right, you had a little friend when you're growing up, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, I still have mine. I was a very unimaginative kid because I had a stuffed clown.
Yeah, what was his name?
His name was Clowny.
Oh,
I also had a stuffed dog.
Yeah.
And his name?
Doggy?
No, silly. It was Puppy.
I
still have the clown in the basement.
Okay, where it should be.
Yeah.
I mean, you
locked in a box.
Oh, my God. That's so Annabelle of
being
you.
Being the appropriate
word. Okay, did you have a little friend you slept with?
I didn't. I've been sleeping by myself.
You're making it creepy.
Making it creepy. Yeah, I don't call him that anymore.
I thought the clown was creepy enough.
Yeah, LBF, did you have who'd you sleep with?
Who'd you sleep with when you were a kid?
Come on. Seriously.
What's wrong with you?
High school. Let's see. I know I had like a little stuffed animal. It was a monkey / teddy bear, and I called him Funky. And Lucy still.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. So it was. Yeah. But not. I mean, I don't sleep with Funky anymore.
My wife's teddy bear is still in our room.
Oh, it's
no kidding.
So interesting.
It's a very bandaged Paddington bear.
How about Blanky? Maybe somebody had a Blanky.
My wife had a monkey, a ratty old monkey she still has.
Yeah.
That, you know, she hasn't slept with him in a while, I don't think.
God.
But he still exists.
Got a new ratty
but old apparently
monkey.
A lot of people still sleep with their
stuffed animal or their whoopee or their childhood blanket.
Really?
Yeah, one in three adults.
One in three?
I mean, that's a lot.
Seriously.
And let me tell you, if I were dating and you went to, like, some guy's house and he slept with a woobie or a clowny.
Hang on, let me just get clowny out of the way.
I would be like, it's over. Like, absolute deal breaker. He's got something in the closet.
So if a guy says to you, hey, you want to come in my bedroom and see my woobie? It could be innocent.
Yeah, that could. It very well could be, Hank.
Could be a very innocent question.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I wonder what Kenny from Mr. Mom is doing now with his whoopee.
617-931-1057. What do you sleep with?
And I need to know if somebody ever, like, obviously you knew when you married Kate that she still had and I feel like.
It wasn't a big deal.
You weren't like, that's weird.
Did it go on your honeymoon?
No.
That would be a deal breaker.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, good to know.
That would be weird.
Okay, do you think? Really? Seriously?
There it is.
This is the Lauren and Wally Show.
We have to stop things because we have Jim on the line here. So, Jim, your wife sleeps with a Pooh Bear?
Yeah, she still sleeps with Winnie the Pooh. She says it's because she has a bad rotator cuff and it supports her arm.
Really?
But don't try to take it away from her.
Oh, my.
Really?
That's interesting. So is this, like, when you dated and got married, the Pooh Bear has always been in your bed?
He's always been there.
Okay, that's all we need to know.
So it's not weird for you anymore, huh?
Nah, I actually talk to him sometimes.
This is getting better.
Okay.
What do you say?
Yeah, like, what's up with her today, Pooh?
457-WROR. This is the Lauren and Wally Show.
I love it.
This is the Lauren and Wally Show.
Okay, I'm very excited because we've got some reboots that are coming our way. A new trailer that hit YouTube yesterday that had more than 2 million views already. David Ortiz update. But first, I love a sort of celebrity death match. By the way, this is brought to you by Subway. I'm starving. and Taylor Swift and Katy Perry have been feuding since 2014. Now, they were friends in 2009, but then maybe the John Mayer factor got in the way because they both dated him at one point, or the fact that Taylor Swift sort of stole a couple of dancers from Katy Perry's tour.
Oh, not the shark.
I don't think so.
Oh, the shark, not that one.
And then, like, Bad Blood was written about Katy Perry, and then Katy Perry tweeted this stuff, like Regina George from Mean Girls. It was amazing. It was fun while it lasted.
You need a good feud,
Yeah. Well, it's fun while it lasted, but apparently it's over. Last year, Katy sent Taylor Swift an olive branch, and Taylor put it on her Instagram. But now Taylor Swift sent Katy Perry like a big old thing of cookies, chocolate chip cookies, that said "Peace at Last" on it.
You think they were X-Lax cookies?
Maybe. I like the way you think.
Thanks.
So anyway, I know that, Lauren, you were very concerned about that fight.
I was extremely concerned.
And I wanted to let you know that everything's going to be okay.
Thank God.
Okay, so also fighting celebrities. Justin Bieber challenged Tom Cruise to a fight, and now it's a new social media game challenging a celebrity 31 years older than you to a fight. Let's see. Seriously. A woman is psyched. She finally has the chance to... She challenged Sally Field to a fight, who's 72. Wow. Someone dared Jeff Goldblum to a fight, he's 66.
Somebody's going to break a hip
and
here.
And there was another person who challenged 84-year-old Sophia Loren. "Cash me outside," he tweeted.
Wow.
So that's what's happening. That is what Justin Bieber has done to social media this week. Thanks. Really good news. Growing Pains might be revived. Bad news is that Alan Thicke is dead. So
that is kind of bad.
But you know that you can do that. You can do that in a show, right? They did it with like some other shows. Anyway, Jeremy Miller's in. Kirk Cameron, he turned out weird. He's in.
Yeah.
Tracy Gold's on board. Joanna Kearns, I have no idea, but she was my favorite. Maggie Seaver, she was.
So everybody's looking for work.
So anyway, I would be excited about that because Growing Pains not only is a fun show, it has an excellent theme song. Trailer for Frozen 2 has finally arrived, and I'm not looking forward to the next couple of months because I feel like I don't have it in me to love Frozen 2. Because
it's a little dark, right?
Well, they didn't give much away on the trailer. It's got a bazillion views now, more than 2 million as of yesterday. But Anna and Elsa are back, and
do you think
Elsa
it's going to have those signature songs
like
that you just
It's going to have the signature
from.
Song. I just feel like Frozen never really went away. Now it's on Broadway, and... I don't know. How do you feel about it? I feel like I'm going to be listening to it.
Go away.
This.
Let it go. Yeah.
Go away.
And David Ortiz. An update on David Ortiz. He underwent a second surgery at Mass General yesterday when he arrived. And he was up and walking. And he's going to be in the ICU for the next week or so. And
people are calling to say, David Ortiz, they should get him on like a... Wheel him to the garden and give him a flag and push him out on the ice tonight. I'm thinking, okay, get him on a slip. That sounds like a really good idea.
It is pretty close, MGH, to the garden.
It sure is. Yeah.
Well, he was up and walking. He could probably walk over.
Exactly. Yeah. They arrested a second suspect, allegedly the shooter. And so more on that, I'm sure, in the next couple of days.
There's a lot of stuff going on here, a lot of moving parts in this whole story, much of which we can't even...
It's all rumor and innuendo.
So we're not gonna give credence to
those are your favorite things.
Yeah, rumor. I was just about to say, rumor and innuendo are my favorite things, and I love to spread rumors, but not this time.
And sometimes
my David Ortiz, Big Poppy.
When you have to put some of the fact out there, but there's a lot going on.
There's a lot that nobody knows about, and we can't. It would be betraying some confidentiality if we. But things are gonna be coming out in the next few days. It's gonna be very interesting. And the question is, do they have a police presence over at
I'm sure they do, but he's probably in that super awesome wing where you get catering and stuff. It's nice there. I think I saw it once years ago. I was kicked out.
Of course you were. We'll keep you posted.
The Lauren and Wally Morning Show. With Lauren, LBM, Hank, and Brian. Weekdays. 80s and more. All day and night. 105.7 WROR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
And more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The Lorne and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Is everybody ready for fun and games right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show?
Yes, fun and games.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time because Win a Grand in 60 Seconds is on the air from WROR. Now, we have a contestant this morning who is a bartender from Quincy, Massachusetts. And, I've noticed in the past that, like on Jeopardy, bartenders seem to do very well. So, like
well, they talk to a lot of people, and then they know a lot of stuff.
A lot of information.
Yeah. And a lot of people tell them things.
Like a year or so ago, they had a guy on named Austin Rivers. He was from Brooklyn. He won several games in a row. So our bartender today is John Jackman, who's from Quincy. Good morning, John. How you doing today?
Good morning. How's it going?
Good, thanks. So, John, how long have you been tending bar?
A while now. Probably going on like 10 years.
Okay, cool. So you've accumulated a lot of information. People come in.
Yeah,
the bar,
yeah.
Right?
I talked to a lot of people. Worked in town a long time. So.
Okay, so you feeling pretty confident this morning?
I am. I'm going to give it a shot.
What bar do you tend?
I work at Abbey Park right now in Milton.
Oh, nice. But, okay, I've been there.
Oh, nice. Yeah,
at my friend Julie Mahegan there.
Okay,
yeah, but I've worked all over the city. So. Okay.
We've probably met.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, I'll keep an eye out for you.
So, John, you say you're going to give it a shot. Now, is that bartender talk?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you ready to play?
I'm ready.
You know the deal.
Ten
questions, 60 seconds. Make no mistakes, we give you $1,000 to Century Bank. Let's get this game underway. Ladies and gentlemen, win a grand in 60 seconds.
What's 2 plus 8?
10.
Kleenex is what kind of product?
Tissue.
A black and tan is a mixture of Bass Ale and what other beer?
Guinness.
Elsa and Anna are sisters in what Disney movie?
Frozen.
Spell caterpillar.
C-A-T-E-R-P-I-L-L-A-R.
Who sings We Are Never Getting Back Together?
Pass.
Who did George Bush Sr. defeat in the election in 1988?
Pass.
Who sang My Heart Will Go On from the movie Titanic?
Celine Dion.
What stopper necessary for champagne did medieval monks invent?
Can you repeat that?
What stopper necessary for champagne?
Cork.
In the movie Stand By Me, what cartoon character does Vern think can take on Superman?
Pass.
Okay, who sings We Are Never Getting Back to Go? Oh, I can't believe you did that quickly.
You were strong.
I thought we had more time.
We got you seven there.
Wow.
Seven out of ten. Okay, let's go to the one you passed on.
Yes, very respectable.
All right,
Taylor Swift is never getting back together with anybody.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Tough one. George Bush Sr. defeated Mike Dukakis in 1988. A long time ago. And in the movie Stand By Me, the cartoon character Vern thinks can take on Superman is Mighty Mouse.
Here he comes to save the day! Okay, well, hey, that's a good prize. A good try, though. You did a really good job here. So we have a fine consolation prize for you. And how opportune is this? A bartender is going to go to a bar.
You got
a consolation prize. You're going to go to it's actually so much more than a bar. Casa Caña Latin Kitchen, Patio, and Rum Bar, featuring innovative new Latin cuisine. Located inside Studio Alston Hotel on Soldiers Field Road in Boston.
It's a $100 gift certificate?
It is.
Nice.
Wow.
That's pretty good.
That's great.
Hey, John, what's the best drink you make?
Oh, I'm not sure. I'd probably say like a vodka soda. That's probably what I do the best.
Wow. Excellent. You're very talented in your 10 years of bartending.
Yeah, you probably don't make a key lime pie martini.
I'm going to come into Abbey Park.
Put me on the spot.
I'm going to come into Abbey Park and I'm going to ask for a little Giuseppe.
Yeah, okay, I got to look that one up.
Hey, listen, I'm just glad you didn't miss the question on cork and Guinness.
Yes, I know.
That would have been bad. That would have been really embarrassing. Hey, man, thanks for playing the game. Have a great day today.
Thank you so much. Have a good one.
Hey, you want to play this game? You got to register. Log on to WRR.com. You can win $1,000 in cash from Century Bank.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
I got allergies, cough and sneeze. I hate my allergies. I got allergies to the trees. I hate my allergies. I need any histamines. Give to me tissues for my nose. I got allergies, woe is me. Yeah, I got bad allergies.
It's bad.
Really bad.
You know,
really bad.
The thing is that you think it's getting worse, and you're right.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because a lot of people are like, it's a lot of pollen this year. It's
so
like
much.
Worse than last year, and last year was bad, too.
Is it because of all the rain? Or?
No, it's because of climate change.
Okay, global warming.
Oh.
Yeah.
Climate change is worsening the seasons. We have higher temperatures and increasing levels of carbon dioxide. And what that does, it's something that, like, I can't really explain because it has to do with botany.
Because you're not a scientist.
But they show it to increase the amount of biomass and pollen production by a plant when the carbon dioxide levels increase. And it's awful.
Could you see
yesterday?
See the clouds of pollen growing?
Oh, yeah.
It was amazing.
And even after like a little cleansing rain, those puddles yesterday were all yellow and like had a crust of pollen. It was so gross.
Yep.
Like we tried sitting out on the patio over the weekend, out on the deck.
Yeah.
I took my leaf blower and blew off all the pollen from the deck.
Boom.
An hour later, I had to do it again.
My car is like yellow.
So much.
And the thing is, the allergy seasons throughout the year are getting longer, as much as 27 days longer than they were even 7 to 10 years ago.
I blame Big Pharma.
Of course you do. Yeah. Okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to give everybody so many more allergies, they're going to have to buy this stuff.
I'm behind you on that.
Yeah.
They're fun to blame.
Right. Yeah, why not?
And it's not going to be any of this over-the-counter stuff, man. It's going to be prescription grade.
Anyway, so you're just not crazy. I want to make sure that everyone knows you're not crazy. It is getting worse.
It is.
The end of days.
Yep. It's not just you.
Have a great one.
57 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Okay, everybody. I certainly hope that you realize this Sunday is Father's Day. So I have a little story to tell you about Father's Day this morning. It's kind of a sad tale for Father's Day because after all these years of neglect for dads, it's finally paying off for people because you've lowered your dad's expectations of what Father's Day is going to be dramatically. So,
we did it.
We did it. Congratulations.
This huge marketing firm, United Marketers of America, they did a large study because what they want to do is they want to find out what dads really want for Father's Day. And they were hoping then they could sell a little information to, like, some of the retailers who would sell big-ticket items for Father's Day. And it's a sad, sad outcome. What do you think? I'm just going to let you guess. What do you think the top three things, there's over 2,500 fathers, all demographics, 25 to 55, we're all studying this. What do you think the top three things they said they'd like to have for Father's Day? What do you think it would be? Any idea?
Cordless drill, maybe?
A cordless drill?
Bourbon?
Okay. No. Good. Beer?
No.
Meat.
Nope.
Grill.
Yeah.
A divorce.
Oh, wait. Did you say meat?
Meat.
Yeah, I said meat. Okay, yeah. Big juicy steak.
Yeah.
That's on the list. Number two. Big juicy steak.
I like a nice steak.
Okay. Number three on the list, someplace nice and quiet. In other words, leave me alone, okay?
Yeah.
And number one on the list from fathers, huge study, a call from the kids.
Oh, my God. That's like so cats in the cradle. Yeah.
It is, really.
When you're coming home, Dad, I don't know. You know, last year my daughter Charlotte did call me at like 7:30 on Sunday night of Father's Day. I was a little worried for most of the day, but
yeah.
No card.
She finally called. My wife probably texted her to remind her.
Yeah.
What do you have? Any? You have very low expectations this year?
Oh yeah, she'll probably just text. She won't even call.
Yeah. If my dad's listening right now, happy Father's Day, Dad.
Okay,
yeah. That should cover it.
Just need to call. Okay. Good.
Yeah.
Good job.
I just want. Quiet is good, but I like hanging out with my kids.
Yeah.
I might go to the driving range or something.
You know, could hang out with them in the backyard, and you could occasionally say, hey, would you give me a beer?
Yeah, I just call that every day.
This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
105.7 WRR. Good morning. This is the Lorne and Wally Morning Radio Program. Okay, a couple of things we've got to do. Number one. Bruins coming up tonight. This is huge. And the Bruins, the Blues general manager was, crying.
And barking at the Bull Gang over the Garden because the Bruins were a little late and the ice wasn't ready just on time. You know what they told them? Can I say it?
I don't know.
Hey, who pissed in your Cheerios this morning?
Oh, my God. Is that what they said?
And he eventually apologized.
Okay.
Okay. It's a good reason. Those guys and gals from Charlestown are tough.
There you go. Yeah. Okay, so game seven tonight, about 8:23, I think, is exact time for face-off. And then the other thing we need to bring up speed on again this morning is there's really not much of an update on David Ortiz, except that he's doing pretty good. He's still in the ICU. He's going to be in there anywhere from 2 days to a week or so.
I think more like a week.
And I know everyone's hoping that there'll be some sort of Big Poppy tie-in for the banner.
I'm
captain
sure there will
thing.
Be
they'll,
something.
A Poppy jersey. They'll do something.
We just don't really know how well he really feels.
Yeah, I know.
So that's the clue. But no big updates. He was up on his feet and he was walking yesterday. But they really do that as fast as they can after they have the surgery.
True.
And the people that we've talked with about the second surgery when he got here, back here, they're saying probably just the doctors at Mass General just probably went in to say, well, I wonder what those people down in the Dominican Republic really did.
They
here.
Were checking the, their
Check
work. Work.
Checking their work.
Check your work.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's,
I get it.
That's good news. Now, the other thing is, well, first of all, we already mentioned Hank is going to be out making a rare personal appearance coming up this Friday from noon to 2.
Yeah, the T-Mobile on Washington Street, Downtown Crossing.
And then Brian Bell is making a rare personal appearance coming up on Saturday, and this place is phenomenal.
I opened one already. This is the second location in the area. The grand opening of the Floor and Decor Route 1 at Main Street in Saugus.
Wow.
We'll be there on Saturday from noon till 2. Hey, it's Father's Day weekend, so bring Dad by. The first 200 customers, you can get free snacks at the Above the Clouds food truck, and you can enter to win $1 million with the Dice Roll Challenge.
Whoa!
Wow.
And we'll have tickets to Adam Sandler. It's really cool. And the Floor and Decor, these stores are amazing.
You won't believe the place.
The largest in-stock selection of hard surface flooring in Boston. Low prices every day, so come by and say hi Saturday, noon to 2, up in Saugus.
'80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.